couple people I didn't think I was going to have the thrill of meeting today, but when you meet a super fan and blogger and a field expedition expert.
Yes.
Do I have all the titles correct?
Yes, you do.
Except with the names, you have titles.
Thank you, Anne.
Mickey Jo King, nice to see you.
Hello, good morning, Tampa. So I'm a Disney super fan, so I'm here all the time, and I know all things Disney, and Bert has become my bestie.
Yes,
he has become my bestie.
So the rumors
friend.
Are true?
That we're best friends.
That we're best friends.
Because my husband will be here tomorrow.
Hello, okay.
Yes,
yeah.
He's my BFF.
Yeah, so Mickey Jo wanted to take a look at Pandora, and I was happy to tour her around and show her everything that we have here.
Okay, so where do you start? When you've got somebody that's a super fan like Mickey,
right.
I mean, you know, can't that be a little intimidating?
It can, but I think I'm a super fan of Pandora, so okay. I think I've met my match, and I'm excited to bring her in. You would start right at the very beginning with the Flasco Reclinado, which is... Yeah. Like you do, right? It's an endangered species here on Pandora, and so we take really good care of it, and we invite guests to help us take care of it by propagating the plant. And there's a little event that you get to do when you come in right away.
Yes, he's an expert in the flora and fauna, and that's why he came to Pandora. And so, but you know what? It's not just me. Anybody with ACE, which is Alpha Centauri Expeditions,
correct.
Can all you have to do is get to Disney's Animal Kingdom. They will get you to Pandora. Yes.
Oh, and it's not hard to find.
No,
not
it's
at all.
Not.
We make it easy.
Absolutely. But Anne, I want to hear about your experience. What did you think?
Okay, I have to embarrass myself one more time. We went on the Flight of Passage last night.
Yes.
I think I had my eyes open for 10 seconds.
You know, we've heard that a lot, though. You're not the only
but,
one.
But I want to go back.
Yes.
You know, it's funny. Your brain isn't communicating. You're telling yourself, okay, this is not real. But it feels so real. It's like you feel the banshee breathing. You feel yourself flying.
You're connected
immersive.
To that avatar who's connected to that mountain banshee, and you are in Pandora.
Yes.
And what you're seeing on that screen is unreal. I've never seen anything like that before.
You know,
beautiful.
For me, my very first time, and I got to experience it right about the time you did because, you know, I had to get here and then get to Pandora. But for me, I was overwhelmed with a sense of, yeah, I do want to preserve my world. I do want to pay attention to nature. I want to have that relationship that values that, intrinsic, you know, relationship between us and nature. And that's why Disney Animal Kingdom is such a great starting point
to
get to Pandora. Because it's the same thing here.
We want people to be transformed through adventure. And so we offer these incredible adventures for our guests to come and experience. So they're transformed. And exactly what happened with Mickey Jo is that you feel a personal sense of responsibility to your world.
Well, you know, I can remember I was here for the opening of Animal Kingdom. That's how long I've been around. And let's not even go there. But when they added Avatar, like you say, the message just bam, it's just so strong.
Yes.
But it is done in such a way that it's like you don't feel like it's being drilled into you. It's just you say, this is my responsibility. I have to do this. And as a blogger, you know how to tell people that.
And you know, it just, you know, and that's why I'm in the know with Mickey Jo, because...
Of course you are.
In the know with Mickey Jo, because, you know, everything that I've experienced, Disney's Animal Kingdom is where I've always come for a sense of adventure.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, all the other parks have their feeling and their sense of whatever, enchantment and excitement, but adventure. But it's not just that, but it's the beauty of nature and the adventure of nature. And that's what you experienced when you got on Flight of Passage.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I hear that, I think today, you're going to get to experience the beauty of nature on the Navi River Journey.
I'm going to do that
and
next
my
hour.
My friend Bert here has a lot to do with what you're going to see on that. All kinds of plant life.
Yes, there's a huge canopy that covers the river, and so it's darker in there, which allows for the bioluminescence.
I love that word.
Really, I do too. I love saying it. I love how it just trips off my tongue. But the bioluminescence really comes to life the darker it is, and that's just this inner glow, this inner light that comes either from the plant or from an insect that lives with the plant or inside the plant.
I can't wait.
You're
going to be thrilled.
Yeah, and
it's beautiful.
It's the not from what I read. Because, you know, if you go to Disney Parks blog, you can get all the information I get. Because I'm constantly on that site.
I follow it.
And so you find out that all kinds of little tidbits. And that's Navi technology. Those boats are made out of a special reed. And you're even the shaman of songs who connects the Navi people to their deity, which is Awa.
Awa.
Yes.
Awa.
Yeah,
you speak Navi.
A little bit.
Teeny bit.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we're going to have to make him say a couple words. So he's
yes,
like
but we won't know what he's saying, so I don't know.
Yes,
that.
No, it'll be hello.
There's some purists out there, I'm sure, who would.
Now, were you? Did you happen to be there for the dedication Wednesday morning with all of those interesting people?
No, I was. Since I'm a fan, I'm not. I wasn't. I wasn't invited to it because I'm an annual pass holder, so we get to see it.
Sure.
For sure on Saturday on May the 27th, but because I'm such a good friend with Ace Expert here, I did get to get a little peek. But there's still so many things I want to experience. I haven't seen it at night. You know, I did go Navi River Journey, but I want to see the floating mountains. Have your listeners heard about? That.
You know, my first experience was last night, and to be underneath those mountains in the dark, and you look up, and it's again the only word I could come up with was intimidating. It's like that's a mountain I'm looking at.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
Not it's supposed to be the other way around. It's one experience during the day, it's another at night, and with these extended hours, wow.
Well, yes. You know what? And that's why it was such a perfect fit for Disney's Animal Kingdom, because many people have experienced Disney's Animal Kingdom during the day, but now there's a whole new awakening at night with Kilimanjaro safaris at night and different animals that come out at night. And actually, Rivers of Light, have you seen that? Have you experienced that yet?
That's on the agenda.
You girl, you've got to go, because it's the water and the fire and the animal folklore, and it's just bringing us all back to that
you
relationship.
You can spend all day here in Pandora. We've got Santuli Canteen, so you can have a meal
for lunch.
I kind of
like it a lot.
This is where we're sitting right now, and if you notice all of the artwork and the artisan, it's just beautiful. It's artisan work and the artwork of the Navi people. It just brings it all in for you.
Well, thank you both so much. I mean,
you
get me excited about stuff all over. It's good to see you, and we'll be following you.
Yes, if you want to. And right now, there's a splash page, because I'm building it myself, and I'm halfway through Blogging for Dummies. It's a great book, and so I'm almost done with it.
I could have written that.
Keep it on your to-do list to check back.
We'll do. Thank you
both.
Ewa Nagahu.
There it is.
Hakuna Matata. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Anne.